know I put in work, hustling hard. I get what I want. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. You know I stay on top, keep raising the bar. I strive for progression. I'm a self-made star. Something. And I've been working, I've been grinding, guaranteed a success is what I'm finding. They've been hating, they've been sleeping, they can't stop me. As soon as see that, went from living in a house up on the hill to buying the whole city. You can't get away from me.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sean Mathis here from SellingWithSean.com and Success Begins on Sunday radio show. And I know it's not Sunday, it's Saturday, and that's all good. I just felt like making this thing happen on Saturday today because I'm feeling especially good, and I hope that that you are as well. And you can join us here online. Make sure that you also take down the call-in number. Share it with a friend, 646-564-9563. Call in with your questions or hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/sellingwithsean, and we'll be able to answer any questions that you might have, or send me a friend request, Sean J. Mathis on the personal page, and I'll be broadcasting live as well there. So today I want to talk with you guys about marketing to millennials. You know, the millennial generation is, I think, one of the most widely misunderstood generations out there, and it's something that I've studied a lot. Obviously, I'm a millennial myself, so I want to, I need to know how to attract more people like myself. I feel like I am my perfect customer, and it's important that that we understand how to market to our perfect customer in the most effective manners. So I want to share with you guys first, we need to understand a little bit about millennials before we dive into the subject. So I wanted to talk with you guys about the millennial generation. Some interesting facts that we need to cover. You know, the millennial generation is actually larger than the baby boomer, the baby boom generation, and three times the size of Generation X. I actually didn't know that. Did you guys know that? Like, I knew we were a big generation, but I had no idea that we are now larger than the baby boom generation. That was pretty interesting to me. Rick Ferguson, he's the vice president for knowledge and development at EMEA, which is a provider for loyalty programs across the globe. He said that the baby boom generation is retiring, and as such, it's critically important for marketers to understand how millennial attitudes toward technology, data, privacy, and reward programs will change the way that brands build strong, loyal relationships with the customer base of the future. And guys, the millennials at one time were the youngest generation. You know, we thought that, you know, millennials were not quite our perfect customers, but you know, the millennials were born in the early 1980s. So, you know, mid 30s, the millennials are getting married, they're having kids, and we're the most tech savvy generation on the planet. And like, technology and social media and things of this nature have never been more important than they are today. And that's why I feel like, you know, I've launched my programs at the most perfect time to help business owners connect with millennials in a deeper and more, you know, more, what do you call it? A more relevant manner, I guess, for lack of a better term. So I want to share like 18 statistics. I did some research and I found some statistics that I thought were really helpful for business owners to be effective when marketing to millennials. So number one, that there's roughly 77 million millennials in the U.S., which makes up about 1 in 4 of the U.S. population. That's huge, guys. Like, that's a staggering number. I was really surprised at how large the baby boom generation, or the millennial generation was. And, guys, they're on social media. you know, like they're on mobile devices. Mobile marketing is critical. You need to have an app. You know, you need to be present on Facebook. You need to be present on LinkedIn. Thank you guys for joining. I see you there. If you guys want to chime in anything, please feel free to do so. Those of you on the live feed. Another statistic was 43% of millennials in the U.S. Are not white, not Caucasian, which is the largest share of any generation. I thought that was pretty interesting. 1/4 of millennials in the U.S. speak a language other than English at home. 25%, guys, of millennials are speaking another language other than English at home as their primary language. That's insane, man. We're so diverse. We're such a diverse generation. And, you know, things like Facebook allow us to actually hone in on those generational differences, those different languages as well. We can target in and we can actually translate our ads to fit the folks of that are speaking different languages. Millennials in the U.S. Wield about $1.3 trillion annual buying power. Millennials in the U.S. have $1.3 trillion in annual buying power. So, like, don't count this generation out, guys. We have so much technology. There's so many young millionaires in the millennial generation. There's more millionaires per capita in the millennial generation than any other generation before us. There's just so much technology, and we're so savvy as a generation that, I think a lot of times people discount us as a generation. They look at us and say, oh, yeah, these guys don't move out of their house till later. They're not getting married till later. They're noncommittal. They don't stay at the jobs as long as we used to back in our day. And, they see us as not loyal. But what it is we're just so innovative and so creative, like being held down by the generations above us, by that old think that a lot of the baby boomers are operating on. And a lot of the baby boomers are very reluctant to change and very reluctant to accepting technology. So guys like myself who are innovative, we're like, dude, I can't operate like that, man. I can't do that anymore. I got to go do my own thing. Like, this just isn't working out for me. Right. So the median income families, the median income for millennials in the U.S. Who are year-round full-time workers is $33,883. I got a message that came through there. So $33,883 is the median income for folks that are working year-round in the millennial generation. More than 85% of millennials in the U.S. own smartphones. Like 9 out of 10 people own smartphones. So you got to look at your marketing and the way that you're reaching out to the millennial generation. Number one, if you're not reaching out to them, you really need to be. Like $1.3 trillion spending dollars a year from this generation in the U.S. alone. So, like, you need to be marketing to the millennials, and mobile is the way to go. Like, you need to be using SMS marketing. You need to be using messaging marketing. You need to have an app. Does your business have an app? If you don't have an app, you're missing the boat. You need to have loyalty programs. You need to have incentives. You need, more important than anything, is you need to have a lot of information. Like, content is king, because we are such a tech-savvy generation that we are so accustomed to being able to have as much information as we need in order to make a purchasing decision as millennials as possible. So if you don't have content out and people can't vet you out, millennials especially can't vet you out in terms of what your business is all about, what kind of references you have, and there's not enough content that they can see you as an industry expert, then they're going to move on to the next person. So you really need to be thinking about your content and what you're putting out there. And do you have enough information about your company? Do you have a strong enough presence online that millennials that go searching for your company can find you? And there's enough for them to do the research and the due diligence that they can in order to make a sound purchasing decision. We're a really tough generation to sell. And that's why I feel like sales is a dying breed. Like the traditional way that we used to think about sales, like you think about car sales, or you think about like these negotiating strategies and neuro-linguistic programming and, you know, these closing strategies and psychologies of selling. I think that stuff is a thing of the past. And certainly it's moving into the direction that you no longer need to be like this incredible salesperson Yeah, the hot seat, Chad. You no longer have to be an incredible salesperson to make a lot of money or to acquire a lot of customers. What you have to do is be an expert marketer, and you have to have a lot of content. You have to position yourself with information about your business so that those that are looking to do business with you, especially in the millennial generation, which is up to the mid-30s now, you know, 35, 36, 37, those are still the early millennials. And they want to have enough information, and a lot of times they're gonna do research, and they're gonna vet you out, and they're gonna have a pretty solid decision made before they ever even get on the phone with you. I know that's true in my business. You know, when I get on the phone with folks, there's not a lot of selling that's going on. It's more of logistics of how things work, educating on the process, educating on philosophies, educating on you know, the things that we teach and things of that nature. And they've already pretty much decided, yeah, this is a direction I want to go, or no, this isn't a direction I want to go. And from there, it's more of just formalizing the transaction by the time I get on the phone. And so if you're still like, I don't believe in these ambiguous marketing campaigns, or, you know, like, especially in real estate. I know that I work with a lot of real estate agents, and there's this big debate back and forth on whether or not you should give a lot of information about the property, or if you should leave things out on purpose to try to entice people to call you. And, you know, I think that, like, in the early 90s, yeah, cool, because you're still dealing with baby boomers. But today, you just got to give the information. You got to know that you're representing, like in this real estate example, you're representing a house that's going to sell itself. Like, you're going to market the home appropriately so that you don't need to get on the phone and try to convince somebody to buy something, or, you know, get into this back and forth haggle about your philosophy and their philosophy and this, that, and the other thing. You know, just give the information about what it is that you do. Don't be afraid to educate your customers. Like, it should be the exact opposite. You should be afraid if you're not educating your customers. Like, you should be putting as much content about your products and services out as possible on a daily basis so that folks like myself and other millennials can go ahead and make a decision on whether or not they want to do business with you. And I promise there's so many businesses behind the curve when it comes to technology, when it comes to social media presence, when it comes to an online internet presence, that if you will just really buckle down and start understanding more about the generations of the future and how they buy, how they make decisions, what your competition's offering, and how you can position yourself with them, and focus on content and marketing and educating and positioning yourself as a resource, and not being so ambiguous and like trying to hide what you do until you get somebody on the phone and then trying to sell them and, you know, all that jazz. That's just a way of selling is done. And I really think we need to progress as entrepreneurs and understand this. 87% of online adults in the U.S. age 18 to 29 use Facebook, with 53% on Instagram. Guys, I've been saying this for like at least a year, that Instagram is the next wave. Like, I talk to people today and they're like, yeah, I understand that Facebook's the wave of the future. No, Facebook is the wave of now. Like, if you're not already generating leads on Facebook and you're not marketing heavily on Facebook and you know, using a business platform, using organic strategy, you don't know about EdgeRank, you don't know about how to get more engagement, and you know, you're not maxing out your friends list, you don't have thousands of followers that you're already connected to on Facebook, you're not missing the wave of the future. You're missing the crest of the wave right now. Instagram is the wave of the future. Millennials are in more and more leaving Facebook and moving to Instagram. Instagram's algorithm is becoming more and more sophisticated. The advertising and targeting is getting more and more sophisticated on Instagram. And I wholeheartedly believe that, you know, we've got more and more older generations joining Facebook, and the younger generations, the younger millennials, the 30 and under crowd are moving toward Instagram and away from Facebook. And so you have to understand how these social platforms are niching themselves and what their audience is like, so that you can position yourself appropriately. I mean, if you're in business 10 years from now, you better start with Instagram now. You better start getting comfortable with Snapchat today. You better start getting comfortable with Twitter. You better start looking at the new social media platforms that are coming out, because, like, just now getting into Facebook, you're late. You're way late. And it's changing every single day. So, you know, I think that you really need to keep that in mind. 37% of millennials between 18 and 29 are on Twitter, and 34% are on Pinterest. Like, Pinterest is a huge deal. And I got to admit, I'm not even proficient at Pinterest. And I know it's tough with all the different social media platforms out there. Like, how do you find the time to do it all? But, you know, it's you know, you need to figure out a way to work efficiently, time block some time out in educating yourself about these different social media platforms. Join a mastermind, join a coaching program, hire somebody. Don't just hire somebody to delegate it out. You have got to understand how to use these platforms. Like, you have to have a first understand before you delegate. I mean, it's cool if you want to hire somebody out to manage your stuff, but know what the right way to use these platforms are so that you can monitor those folks and you can have some expectations and you can have an educated, an educated way of benchmarking what they're doing. Because if you just hire somebody because you don't know how to do it, then you don't really know if they're engaging in the most effective way possible. So, like, understanding the platform first, then hiring out, I think is the best way to go there. 5 out of 6 millennials in the U.S. connect with companies on social media. 5 out of 6 millennials in the U.S. connect with companies on social media before they do business with them. That's huge, guys. I thought, like, to me, I know in my business, because I spent 100% of my marketing on social media, so I know they connect with me there first. But as, like, across the board, 5 and 6 first connect on social media before they do business. That's crazy to me. That's such a crazy high percentage that, you know, it really makes me wonder how many businesses are really missing the boat. I talked with some of my coaching clients earlier this week, and we talked about, we were listening to the 10X rule by Grant Cardone and how they, at the 10X rule and how Grant started his coaching business. And, you know, he actually went door to door to build his business to business. And, you know, this was 25 years ago, and there was no Facebook. You know, email was like the wave of, like, that was cutting edge back then. And so he would email and cold call and pop into businesses. And like he said that the number one thing that people struggle with in business is being seen, being visible. Like, that's the hardest part of being successful in business, is to have that, is to have that presence. Like, people can't buy from you if they don't know who you are or what you sell. Right. So, you know, and I got to thinking, I was like, man, I would never be in the position that I'm in right now today had it not been for the advent of social media. Like, it's so much easier for us today to be visible to our clients. I mean, think of the business that you're in, whether it's real estate or insurance or, you know, God, a restaurant, a bar. Like, the ability to, you know, connect with people and market today at an affordable price has never been more available than right now. And I think we take that for granted. I mean, if think about having to start your business 10 years ago with no social media. Like, how would you meet people? You would, unless you had a massive budget to advertise, to hit billboards and radio campaigns, and you just had tens of thousands of dollars a month, like, you would never be able to garner the visibility and the presence that you can today for, in most cases, free. I mean, it costs you nothing to have a strong presence using your personal page. And yes, I'm a millennial, Lana. Yes, I am. I'm 31 years old. So, you know, think about that. And you got to ask yourself, like, are you doing everything possible on a social media front to really truly be effective in what you're doing? Yes, it's a microphone. I'm broadcasting on my computer as well, Chelsea. But you have to be able to, you know, are you really doing everything that you can, and or are you taking the technology that we have for granted today? I look at Grant's business and my business, and, you know, we're both in coaching, although he does sales and I do marketing. But and I'm in no way trying to compare myself to Grant Cardone. He's a mentor to me and somebody that I look up to highly. But you know, he would probably look at me and say, dude, you'd never make it as a coach 20 years ago, hell, 10 years ago without social media. Like, how would people know me? It wouldn't be possible. This stream right now isn't possible for hundreds of people to see my videos, thousands of people every single month, thousands and thousands of hours of video that are watched, and allows me to build a strong presence. And you know, I think we take that for granted as business owners of the technology that we have available. And I really think that you guys need to understand, number one, that you have got to embrace technology and understand that it has given you such a huge catapult to success. And if you leverage it and stop being afraid of it, stop running away from it, that massive things can happen for you in business. And there's no reason for you to be working so hard. Like, technology is so abundant. You just need to work smart in order to really grow your brand. Like, how many people are you connecting with? How available are you on social media? And are people able to see you? Yeah, Lana, I think I agree with you. I'm not sure. I think you had a typo there. No, I'm not in Hollywood. I'm in Dallas. But I appreciate the question, though. So let me move on here, because I know I don't want to spend a whole lot of your time. I kind of got off on a tangent there. But number 10, I've got a few more that I want to get to that you guys need to understand. And if you want, I can email you the notes on this, or I'll post a replay for you. The top five favorite brands of millennials in the U.S. are Nike, Apple, Samsung, Sony, Walmart. Again, the top five brands, I thought this was interesting, are Nike, Apple, Samsung, Sony, and Walmart. Number 11 statistic that I thought was very noteworthy. Millennials in the U.S. are 7 times more likely to give their personal information to a trusted brand than to any other brand. Let me say that again. Millennials are 7 times more likely to give their information to a trusted brand. Guys, this is huge for internet lead generation and social media lead generation. Like, if we're a little bit older, and maybe you are not as, willing to give your information online. I know that a lot of the baby boomers think, like, I'm not giving my personal information online. Guys, millennials don't mind. If you're a trusted brand, they will give their information online. So don't think like, oh man, nobody's going to put their information and fill out a form and give me their info on Facebook. You're nuts. They are doing it. And the key is to build trust. And the way that you build trust is by being present, is by having content out, is by building that relationship through the different avenues that are available to you, whether it be through live streaming, whether it be through podcasts, whether it be through writing a book, through posts on Facebook page, through having a business page, having a blog, having customer testimonials, all of these things go into building trust. You know, trust is no longer something that is garnered just by rubbing elbows or shaking hands or sitting across the table at dinner or, in some boardroom like it used to be. People build trust by having a window into your business world or into your life. And you can do that with social media and with technology, is you can build trust with people you've never even spoke to before. I get hundreds of people who fill out very detailed information every single month about their businesses, about their finance, about their contact information, addresses, things of that nature. People give me $2,500 to $3,000 credit card swipes with never talking to me before. You know, it's like we get on the phone and they're sending over thousands of dollars to work with me. Why? Because they trust me, because I have content, because I'm available, because I have a reputation, because I'm present, because I have dozens and dozens and hundreds of client success stories. And if I was this personality that you never hear from, that is just kind of ambiguous out there, then you would not be able to see me getting that kind of money or that kind of information from people. So, you know, being able to understand that millennials, if they trust you, are 7 times more likely to give their personal information. And obviously that's what we're talking about. Lead generation is you have to get people to fill out their info. And I've got clients in the insurance world who've got people filling out forms with names, addresses, phone numbers, driver's license numbers, their VIN numbers of their cars, like off of an ad from Facebook. It's incredible. And, you know, I think you really need to evaluate what you're doing in your business and whether or not you're taking advantage of the tools and the resources that are available to you. And just got a couple minutes here left, so I'm going to keep on trucking. One-third of millennials aged 26 to 33 have earned a four-year degree in college, making them the most educated group in the U.S. history. I'm going to say that again. 26 to 33-year-old millennials are the most educated of any generation in U.S. history. 25% have college degrees. We're an educated group of individuals out here. So, like I said, you know, you can't have these ambiguous campaigns. You can't have this, you know, being mysterious about yourself. Thomas, you're funny, man. You've got to be authentic. And, you know, we're too smart of a generation to be fooling people, to be trying to, you know, do these mind, you know, ninja trick closes or anything like that. Neurolinguistic programming. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. And I would challenge anybody to who disagrees with that. We're just too smart, man. And all we want to do is we just want to see an authentic brand. We want to see, you know, real results, tangibility, certainty, and have enough out there that we can trust you. And if that's the case, then we'll make our own decision. We're a smart group of people, and millennials will choose what's right for them. And if you represent a solid product, and a solid service, then millennials are going to be smart enough to vet that out, and you will break through the clutter of your competition that's out there selling bullshit. 26% of millennials in the U.S. are married, compared with 36% of Generation X and 48% of baby boomers. So we're like single. We're single longer. Fewer and fewer of us are getting married. So, you know, we don't have to – that's a good thing for businesses, because we don't have to rely on this back and forth of people trying to decide off one another. We've got single decision makers on the phone. Anyway, so that's the 13 facts that I wanted to share with you guys about millennials and, you know, how to market better to them. We're going to do this once a week. I'm going to try to do it every Saturday or every Sunday and post a replay up for you guys to just kind of help you out with marketing in your business. So if you found this valuable, share it, tag somebody. I appreciate you guys joining in, and I'll post a link up here and some notes for you if you join later, you missed it. But we'll talk to you guys soon. Make sure you check us out. It's sellingwithsean.com, and then you check out our blog at successbeginsonsundayshow.com.